My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. On board the lago.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, hour number three. I'm so used to, like, ending with hour number two, but it's not anymore. It's hour number three. If you're not aware, we are on now from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Texas time, which is, you know, okay, I don't want to say that because then people will be offended if I say the Texas time is better than everybody else's time, even though I know that it is because that's where I live and that's where I moved and I married a Texas woman for that very reason. But anyway.
Do you have to marry him?
Well, I don't know. What happens
is... You have
is,
to marry into the state of Texas.
That's it. So I hear, you know, people write, they're like, yeah, I got there as soon as I could or whatever. And then you'll hear Texans that are like, well, you know, the only way you're really a part of Texas is if you're connected to it somehow. So I figure blood is probably one of the reasons or one of the ways you can do that. So anyway, yeah. No, I just fell in love with a Texas girl in 1985 and married her in 1986, and we've been married ever since. So that's the ticket right there. Well, welcome, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Great to have you. Thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, it's great to be back, Pastor Greg.
It is wonderful to have you back. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was with us in our last half hour. We also had a full hour with Bill Federer, who is an incredible historian, and encourage you to go to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We'll have all that up for you this afternoon. But Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is having a summer camp. And I want to give you the website really quick, learning4u.org, learning4u.org/summer camp, learning4u.org/summer camp. Summer camp begins on Monday, this coming Monday. So it is learning4u.org/summer camp, and you'll learn about the vaccine, about the injection, and why it's so critically important that you do not get the injection. And Dr. Judy, that really leads into to our conversation. You came out with Plandemic, you got banned, you got hunted, you had to practically go into hiding. And yet everything that you said in that Plandemic video, and that you've talked about here on the program, we've been pushing on this thing now for almost 2.5 years. Everything you said, absolutely true, absolutely factual, and now more and more preponderance of evidence. Let me ask you this. Is it as bad as you thought that it would be, or is it worse?
I would say, I couldn't even imagine it was going to be this bad. And what I mean by that is I couldn't imagine the level of censorship, the level of how they had to spin this story, because any doctor who looked at it, any pharmacist who looked at it, you know, a decade ago said, that's it. That makes so much sense. So it's far worse from the level of censorship, how science is so twisted into it's like totally meaningless. Nothing they say has any meaning. For instance, PCR has nothing to do with a Q-tip up your nose. That's great. And yet now everybody walks around and gets a PCR test. PCR is not an infectious virus. It's a piece of DNA in the soil. Like I said, in Plandemic, it's like, yeah, the piece of DNA somewhere has absolutely nothing to do with a live virus. So how science was so totally twisted is just, it's mind boggling. In fact, I'm sitting here making a slideshow for a summit. So we're doing a medical practitioners healthcare summit in Michigan tomorrow. I'm sitting here writing the talk, and the title of the talk they gave me is about chimeric viruses and how recombinant viruses come together. And they've got it literally all wrong in the 40 years since Frank Rossetti and Bernie Poise, you know, isolated HTLV, all the textbooks have been changed, and it's not right. And I sent the title to Dr. Rossetti, who is the father of human disease-associated retroviruses, and he said, that's ridiculous. It's totally backwards. I said, yeah, I have a lot of work to do. I have a lot of work to do to unteach them. And this is the big problem. The doctors are the hardest to unteach, and they've been lied to for 40 years.
You know, I'm going to share this. I don't know if I've even ever shared this publicly, maybe once. But years and years ago, in 2005. I take it back. 2005, because it was Katrina. So I'd been on the Astrodome as a chaplain at Katrina. And then a friend of mine was involved with an organization. It's a forensic certification organization. I'd have to, ACFI, I think, something like that. American Certified Forensic Investigators or somebody.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So when they first got started was into about 2005, and they held a conference in San Diego, California. And I was asked to go down and go on camera and be the kind of the interview guy. And my buddy was shooting the videos, and we created videos for them. And I attended. And back then, if you'll remember, bird flu was the big thing. They were all talking bird flu. And I remember sitting in a talk with a Dr. Robert Silver, CHSV, I don't know, PhD, CHSV, professor from Wayne State University Medicine and Engineering. And we were talking about these plandemics in 2005, sitting there with him, and how they were engineering this stuff with the goal of taking out large swaths of the population.
Right. And that's exactly what's happened. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm even reading the summary of my own talk, and it's like at least it's via Zoom, but the science, the money, and power have been intertwined by the creation of new and novel gain of function lab design viruses linked to lab design viruses. So they literally turned it backwards, the rise of retroviruses into human beings. I think we have to change. Yeah, and it's totally money. Science, money, and power have intertwined. Novel gain of function studies. You know, so they're literally now acting as if my life's work was to do recombinant and make viruses and put them into people. And that's not at all what I do. I isolate the virus, the natural viruses associated with disease, and show how they evolved to get into people. So I have a ton of work to do. It's all money, because now we all appreciate this is the important part of this, of the opportunity to see. You know, I always just ask people, give me a title. And so when they give me a title, then I understand what they don't understand. And I'm literally going back to the slides I did decades ago, you know, when we figured out all of these things, and kind of rewriting, showing you how they knew exactly how to weaponize things. They knew how to make things more virulent in these clones. We knew that's what the job is, make a chimeric virus. And so here they couldn't, you know, the whole idea was we're out there working for Satan, and their purpose being them to take out certain populations, including the blacks, and then prevent the blacks from getting the drugs. I don't know if you remember a couple weeks ago, I sent you, when I couldn't make the call, sent you a little 8-minute video from Dr. Aleem about Paxamune. And
yes.
That's oh so telling. And the other day, Stu Peters called me, and he sent me this article showing in the 80s and 90s, they experimented on foster children with AIDS drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed him, I said, yeah, exactly. And that's what our book Ending Plague brings out. Totally. It's totally Frank's story and my story. So, I mean, in this United Healthcare Summit, now I'm going to get the opportunity to go back and say, yeah, in 1980, when we didn't have recombinant technology, that was by HTLV, human T-cell leukemia virus, number one, or they changed the name of it to lymphoma virus. So you start to see what we call an expanded host range, meaning because we've been injecting other human and other animal endogenous viruses, and we don't develop our innate immune system. So it's right here, and it shows how they vilified Dr. Aleem on it, that CBS News clip. So if you get a chance, I think it was could have been ABC News. And
okay.
So like, da, 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 here's ABC News, and here's this bad Muslim this is what they did. Here's this Muslim, you know, Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad from the Nation of Islam, you know, just slandering, you know, religion, and he's making money off of AIDS patients. And it's exactly the opposite. So now we see so now they tried to target, you know, make it a black, white hate thing all the way back in HIV AIDS. So I mean, every single day, this gets more and more unbelievable how they literally twisted this. And now we just do the same thing with Black Lives Matter and the LGBT community. They're trying to divide us, you know, and so I told Stu Peters, I told him the story. And in fact, when Stu looked at it first, he read it the way they wanted us to think about it. And so to vilify the Muslim faith. And now here in 2022, it's the Christians who are being attacked. And so you can see that march to tear apart our country. We're one nation under God, indivisible. And this is what I said on that show. But I'm literally going back through 40 years of data to reteach. Just like I had to reteach my nephew immunology in 2018 in his senior immunology class, you know, on our birthday, which is April 1st, you know, my sister was kind of texting him and kind of mad at him, you know, because he was getting a D in immunology. And he wrote me back and said, and I texted him and I said, honey, what's wrong? And he said, you don't understand, Aunt Judy. That's not the immunology you and Uncle Frank taught me. He grew up with Frank Rossetti as Uncle Frank, because right. I didn't marry David until much later.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Dr. Judy Mikovits. It's really, really very interesting. So, for some of you that are listening that might have picked up on the Muslim reference, folks, as you know, we've done a lot to educate people to understand what the Islamic ideology is. This is a different conversation, and God will use a lot of people to save people's lives. And David Lowery and I spoke about the experimentations that have been happening against the black community, and we're going to be continuing to have those conversations weekly on Tuesdays when he's co-hosting with me. And we're going to be moving into the black community to do something about changing the social structure, putting dads back in, raising up men, mentoring men, those kinds of activities and actions. Pastor David Lowery and I are going to be partnering together to do that. What Dr. Judy's about to tell you is a story about a meeting that took place with Louis Farrakhan. Now, Louis Farrakhan is someone that we need to pray for. I believe that he's someone who is, confused. He's made a lot of racist comments and so on and so on. But taking that out of the equation for a moment, in this particular situation, he was asking scientists the question, will this injection injure the black population that I have influence over? Should I put my stamp of approval on this? And now Dr. Judy, explained to us what happened.
We went through and we showed the data on the medical racism and how the immune system, like the vitamin D receptors, you and I have talked a lot about how the immune system of people who live near the equator and in other environments, because it's your environment and the plants and the food and the water. You have a different microbiome, you have a different microbiome. If we go down to Mexico and we drink the water, we get diarrhea because our microbiome is different.
Right.
And so these diseases affect, because of the two, there's two and many more, but simply the RNA cell gene that the XMRVs we discovered isolated from people with disease. The, and the MMR, the vaccine, the MMR are three RNA vaccines. So that RNA cell is an enzyme that degrades, gobbles up, breaks down RNA viruses. So 13% of our country has a single change in that RNA cell, so they can't gobble them up as fast. The Pac-Man can't gobble it. It's just simply chemistry. And right. And people who live near the equator, their receptors, their vitamin D receptors act like resistors, so that one molecule, the way God did all people, all humans created equal, so one molecule of sunlight, you know, received is converted as a resistor equals 1/1000. 0.001 in a person near the equator.
So, Doc, yeah. we're gonna run out of time here.
Okay.
I apologize, but I guess the question. No, it's good stuff. Well, I mean, because it takes us on a deeper dive, and people need to understand that there is a science behind the things that we're saying, and why we're saying don't do this to your body because of the changes that it creates at the RNA and the mRNA levels and in these deeper levels of your physical makeup. And we've talked about the introduction of animal blood and things of that nature and the dangers of all of that.
Exactly. It's biblical. And see, this is what right. So what I loved about Minister Farrakhan, he invited from all walks of life, doctors and Dr. New, and as I mentioned, Dr. Jack Lyons Wyler, different kinds of scientists and doctors together looking at the problem, and then came to the conclusion that it was dangerous. And as an influencer, he would not do that. The point was that we could all have a conversation, and it saved millions of lives.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what our country is founded on: liberty and justice for all.
And hopefully we can continue, and especially now as more and more information is coming out, even the social media places are coming to the realization, because the evidence is there. It's out there. OpenVAERS has been verified by the FDA and by this FOIA request and the reveal that took place. What OpenVAERS showed, the numbers, 1,200 people, we've talked about this on the program previously, 1,200 people died in 3 months in the experiments, okay? 42,000 people were vax injured in just a 3 month period of the initial rollout, and yet instead of stopping the rollout, which would have been the normal tact taken, instead of that, they did a mass rollout with indemnity so that nobody would be held responsible for the damage and the carnage and the outcome. And we've only touched the surface of that. Dr. Judy Mikovits, therealdrjudy.com, therealdrjudy.com. Lots of information. She's traveling. She's speaking. And we'll be doing more with Dr. Judy, of course, as she's a regular guest here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'll be back with more, one more segment to do. Ethan Peck. Woke corporatism. You're not going to believe what they're up to. Back with more coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And, okay, let me make a couple of quick adjustments here. There we go. Oh, yeah. There we are. All right. So I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He is a member of the National Center for Public Policy Research and the FEP, which is the Free Enterprise Project, specifically. And we've been, I've been highlighting them and trying to encourage others to join their efforts. Justin Danhoff has been a longtime guest, David Almasi, and Scott Shepherd as well, and Shepherd, S-H-E-P-E-R-D.
A-R-D.
A-R-D, right, but without an H, no H.
Exactly.
Yes. Our good friend Scott, and our newest friend and member of the team, Mr. Ethan Peck. Ethan, welcome.
Thanks.
Good to have you.
Thanks for having me back, and it's always great to speak with you.
It's great to have you. Great to have you. Well, so, you got an op-ed out, talking about, a coup. Let's see, this coup can be traced to Klaus Schwab and the Davos Manifesto, in which the World Economic Forum founder argued the purpose of the professional management of a corporation is to harmonize the different interests of the stakeholders. The World Economic Forum still celebrates that it was founded on the stakeholder theory, which asserts that an organization is accountable to all parts of society, not to its owners, which are the stockholders and the people who have actually invested the money, whose money is being used and was used as the seed and continues to be used in order for the corporation to exist and potentially, hopefully, for the stockholders' sake, grow.
That's exactly right. I think that it's this notion of stakeholder capitalism, and it's not new. You know, it's been around, like you said, and like I wrote, since Klaus Schwab first kind of brought it to prominence in 1973 when he wrote his Davos Manifesto. And it's evolved since then, and Milton Friedman was someone who went strongly against this back then, but over time, bubbling under the surface came out, and the Business Roundtable in 2019, when lots of corporation and corporate CEOs came together and signed this agreement, basically saying that we are going to embrace stakeholder capitalism. They reinvigorated the older concept. And basically what it is it's a corporate form of communism, in the same way that communism says, you know, we have to pool together all the resources of all the people to serve every single need of every person. Right? Because that's the right. Only way that that's the same thing with stakeholder capitalism. It's basically saying, if you're a member of society and you're a shareholder, the money that you give us, it really doesn't belong to you, or it belongs to everyone. And that gives
them and everyone, meaning the scope beyond just the stockholders. Mm-hmm. But you know, I mean, it's one thing to have, you know, I guess you would call it, you know, active customer service, right? It's one thing to say, yes, the customer is important. We want to take care of the customer because obviously the customer is how we grow our business. But that's not the same thing as we're going to have the customer tell us what kind of values, principles our company's going to operate by. In other words, I'm buying a product. You know, I want to buy a product. I want to know that, you know, it's going to get delivered on time. I want to know that what it's is supposed to be in here is in here. I want to know that the product works. Okay. Right. And so as a customer, I have a right to that kind of an expectation, and I can ask that of the company, and if the company rebuts me, then I can say, okay, well, I'm going to go find somebody else, and I'm going to buy a different product. I'm not going to use that product.
Right.
This is not that. This is not, I pick up the phone expecting that there's a customer service person on the other end, which is a whole other conversation anyway, because let's face it, folks, that doesn't exist anymore in many instances. But you know, but this isn't that same conversation. This is, I'm a customer, but now you own the company, and I believe that you should send money to save pink polka-dotted elephants in Zimbabwe.
Right.
And that is a value that I hold.
Right.
And you should hold that value as well, irrespective of the fact that all I'm doing is buying bottles of product from you, and I'm not even, I don't own any stake in the company at all. I've got no skin in the game. But I should get to tell you how you're going to run your company.
Exactly. So that's why it's immoral, just like communism is immoral. But the other thing about communism is that it also sucks. So then and it's a fraud, it's a scam. So then stakeholder capitalism is the same. So the CEOs might say, okay, fine, we'll go save pink polka-dotted elephants in Zimbabwe, but they don't actually do that. They just pool more resources and pay less dividends to their stockholders. And you know, justify their spending and their BS in all these different areas, when really what they're just doing is taking money on the premise that they have to use it for these social issues when they actually don't.
Wow. And what about fiduciary responsibility? Because they have a fiduciary responsibility to these stakeholders. Are they writing that out of the corporate bylaws? Is that how they're getting around it? They're just writing fiduciary responsibility out?
What they say is that stakeholders include shareholders, so that the concept of stakeholder capitalism includes a responsibility to the shareholders, but also a responsibility to the community and a responsibility to the environment and a responsibility to the pink elephants. And so if you're a shareholder and you say, well, I don't want there to be a responsibility to pink elephants, okay, and I'm giving you my money, they're like, well, we don't care. And if those interests contradict each other, then that's where the board is like, well, you know, we decide.
Well, And here's the rub, I guess, right, is we want corporations that are going to be good citizens. We don't want authoritarian corporations, right, which is kind of, but the irony is that's exactly what we're getting, because we're getting like the Disneys, right, where they have such massive influence, you know, in media, in product, in messaging, in all these different areas, in entertainment and so on, that they are in essence, they own ESPN now, so they're influencing. I mean, my God, when you consider what is evolved in sports just in the last 10 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's mind blowing now. Because professional sports is no longer about playing football, playing baseball, playing basketball, soccer, whatever it is, even ice hockey and now Major League Baseball. It's not about playing the game to as best as you can. It's about whether or not, you know, what your sex is. It's about how you support sexual orientation. It's about racism. It's about every social issue except how you play the game.
I absolutely agree with you there. And you know, it's sad for me because I grew up, I was a baseball player my entire life. And if you saw what happened with the Rays, a few players didn't want to wear the pride patch. And you know, it's crazy to me that these sorts of things are being politicized, because sports used to be one of the domains that brought us together, that brought us away from politics, that weren't left or right.
It was an unwritten, understood rule that you just don't, you know, well, but I've got a platform, but not on the field.
Right, and the corporations were the same.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The whole idea is that our politics would play out in the Capitol, in the voting booth, and the way that we, you know, adjudicate our disputes are through the systems that we set up, not through the culture.
Or on the streets. I mean, protests are fine. Peaceful protests are a part of the First Amendment, addressing grievances, all of those kinds of things. But a corporate entity is supposed to remain neutral.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with you. I think that we can go, it depends how deep you want to go, but there are many reasons for this.
Well, so what's going to happen is we're going to get into this break. When we come out of the break, I'm going to give you the floor. Mm-hmm. And you take it as deep as you would like. I mean, that's the whole reason for our format being what it is, and kind of the coffee table conversation is to do it, because normally you'd have, you know, your 3-minute soundbite and then you're out. We, you know, so on the other side, you're going to have about 7 minutes, And I think that's enough time. I mean, if you can get your message in 90 seconds, which is what you normally have to do, to be able to take that and extrapolate out and expand upon that for, say, 5 minutes is I think, going to be a good thing. Yeah. We'll be back with more. ChosenGenerationRadio.com, folks. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. God bless you. Please share the program. Share what we're doing here. It's so important. People need to know the truth.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My sincere pleasure to welcome to the program from the Free Enterprise Project. You can find him at nationalcenter.org, nationalcenter.org. Ethan Peck is with me. Ethan, welcome again. Great to having you with me. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for speaking with me.
All right, we were talking coming in about the corporate wokeism, and I told you I was going to give you the 5-minute platform here to kind of take a deeper dive on this whole stakeholder concept and what these companies are doing. And I prefaced part of that, I was talking about like a Disney as an example, and the influence they've had on the world of sports, on the world of entertainment, so many areas, right? Travel, vacations, family, the messaging is just overwhelming.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't think I need 5 minutes, but like I mentioned before, the concept of stakeholder capitalism is really just a corporate manifestation of communism, and it's a scam in order to take money from shareholders, power from shareholders, under the guise of helping others. But really, when it gets to your deeper question, which is why are sports politicized? Why is school politicized? Why are corporations are politicized for the same reason? And this goes back, I think, to Marx and Hegel, and the idea is that they had this German concept of Aufheben. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly.
Okay.
But it's kind of like I learned this from James Lindsay, and he does a lot of research in this area. And the idea is, in their dialectical thinking, they want to tear away instead of build. And so the concept of Aufheben is kind of to tear away while keeping. And so they think in the kind of inverted Christianity, sort of, that they can reach the Garden of Eden on earth instead of, you know, going, and I think Dostoevsky said this in Brothers Karamazov, instead of, you know, people going to heaven after life, it's they want to bring heaven down to earth. This is how the Marxists think. And the way that they're going to do this is to just peel away everything society. That the Garden of Eden, if we could just remove everything that we've built over time, we can go back to the Garden of Eden. And what we have to do then is to destroy everything. We have to criticize everything. And the way that we can, and then Marcuse and this other Hungarian Marxist, George Lukács, said that we have to add this concept of how the Alphabet into the culture. So we have to remove the culture. And so we have to politicize everything. That means sports, that means corporations, that means schools, that means everything. Destroy it, take it away, so that we can get to that kernel of the Garden of Eden underneath, and bring about heaven on earth. And this is how the
except that their whole concept of heaven is all screwed up.
Because
Jesus pronunciated, he said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and then he said, repent. The problem is sin. I mean, that's at the end of the day, the bottom line is the problem is sin. The problem is man's selfishness. The problem is rebellion. The problem is
right.
All of those things. I mean, it's not taking from one and giving to another or stripping away. That's not what it's about. Christ pronunciated that he came to give life and life more abundantly. The concepts that our founders had of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the reason that they would lay their lives down for those things is not because they were something even that God gave them, but literally something that God sowed inside of them. That's why they're called an inalienable right. If you want to take life from me, you're going to have to rip my heart out of my chest, okay? That's how you're going to take life from me. If you're going to take liberty from me, then you're going to have to bind my arms, bind my legs. Yeah, I mean, that's the liberty that... And this idea of a pursuit of happiness, that is the abundant life. And there's nothing wrong with me having abundant life, because in reality, if I have virtue, then I'm going to also recognize true religion is what? It is caring for widows and orphans. Man, we do that in India. You and I were having a nice conversation about that in the break, okay?
Right.
So I mean, that is why America historically has been the most philanthropic, the most generous nation in the world, is because of its Christian virtue.
Right. I agree with that. And I think that where the Marxists are opposite is where they say that they think that humans are perfectible. Right. They think that. But we don't.
Not in and of ourselves. We cannot fix our sin problem.
That's why it never works. That's why the communism never works, the utopia. Because the reason they say real communism has never been tried, how they always say it, is because it's because in their mind, and they're actually not wrong in this sense, not every single person on earth was perfect.
Well, but here's the other part, though. The irony of all that is that then you've got to examine who Marx is and understand that Marx is a guy that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, okay? He never wanted for anything in his life. He was rich.
Yeah.
He was part of the elite, and when you look at who was Stalin, Stalin was an elitist, okay? Lenin was an elitist. All of these guys are elitists. It's like, you know, rules for thee, not for me.
That's why it shouldn't be shocking when the corporate elites behave this way. And I think that when you go back to Marx, the reason I brought it there was because he actually said this one line that it's a very bizarre line. He said, my object in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. That's an insane thing to say. Not only that he doesn't accept God, but that he wants to take him down and take him over and take his place. And then on top of that, destroy capitalism. And it's a weird thing to say, you know, why would you want to destroy God and also take away your freedom of exchange?
Because of the fact that you're a follower of Satan, And Satan was the one ultimately that tried to dethrone God, according to Isaiah 14. So we understand that that was his goal. Ethan, this is great stuff. Ethan Peck, FEP, nationalcenter.org, nationalcenter.org. Folks, thanks so much for being with me. I've got another day for you tomorrow. Three more hours coming at you tomorrow. John Pierce will be with us tomorrow. Don Jans will be with us tomorrow. I don't know. It was somebody will show up. I'll be here. That's for sure. God bless you. God bless America. Stay strong. Remember, at the end of the day, God's got a plan for you.
Thank you, Greg.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.